Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Year of Lear, Shakespeare in 1606, by James Shapiro, narrated by Robert Fass. Prologue. January 5, 1606. On the evening of January 5, 1606, the first Sunday of the new year, 600 or so of the nation's elite made their way through London's dark streets to the banqueting house at Whitehall Palace. The route westward from the city, leading past Charing Cross and skirting St. James's Park, was for most of them a familiar one. Many had already visited Whitehall more than a half dozen times since Christmas, the third under King James, who had called for 18 plays to be staged there this holiday season, 10 of them by Shakespeare's company. They took their places according to their status, in the seats arranged on stepped scaffolds along three sides of the large hall, while the Lord Chamberlain, white staff in hand, ensured that no gatecrashers were admitted, nor anyone seated in an area above his or her proper station. King James himself sat centrally on a raised platform of state facing the stage, surrounded by his closest entourage, his every gesture scrutinized, rivaling the performers for the crowd's attention. This evening's entertainment was more eagerly anticipated than any play. They were gathered at the old banqueting house to witness a dramatic form with which conventional tragedies and comedies now struggled to compete. A court mask. With their dazzling staging, elegant verse, gorgeous costumes, concert-quality music, and choreographed dancing, overseen by some of the